All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and we're kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Still got lots to talk about tonight here on the way. Needless medical care for old people, but first, sex offenders. Yes, the laws continue to get more complex and more repressive in regards to sex offenders. And the latest news is out of Michigan. According to the South Bend Tribune, a convicted sex offender's cross into your neighborhood this coming new year, presuming you live in Michigan, could trigger a ping in your inbox as offenders re-register their addresses under Michigan law beginning Monday. And with ankle bracelets becoming a gradual trend for tracking sex offenders during the next 2 weeks, Michigan has joined a handful of other states that are using global positioning system, GPS technology, for more than the usual job. It's all an electronic push towards buttressing public awareness and enforcement at a time when laws are constantly changing to handle the increasing number of sex offenders statewide, say officials. Not only is it that, but it's also a time when they're essentially using the sex offenders as guinea pigs for, as the whipping boys, if you will, for this new system that they would like to impose upon more people. I could imagine that if they're successful with putting ankle bracelets on the sex offenders, it's only just a matter of degrees away from putting them on, you know, robbers and muggers and other people who have committed crimes and have spent time in jail and have been released.
Deadbeat dads, all kinds of people. You know, but what does successful mean? Because they're going to throw as much money as it takes to make it successful at it. They are going to be successful because they're going to throw enough money at it, you know, in order to be a certain level of successful. And if they're not, then they just need to throw more money at it. So this is just another gigantic hole that they've created
but
to
Mark,
throw money in.
We're going to talk about the money here in a moment because it is actually a factor, not just in the way you think. Let's go on. Lieutenant Michael Brown of the Michigan State Police says they're trying to make it more open to the public and they're trying to make it fair to offenders and also make it fairly simple to enforce, make it clear as to what people's responsibilities are. Oh, that's really fair. Yeah, that's right. You get out of jail after you've spent however many years in prison for your sex offense, whatever it was, and then it's fair to put an ankle bracelet on that person? It's fair to demand that they register whenever it is that they move to a new location? I don't consider that fair at all. I consider that oppression,
yeah.
And it's an outrage.
You know, if the sex offender has finished their prison time and they don't have any probation, as far as I'm concerned, you can pretty much do whatever you want on probation, the state. I mean, mm-hmm. you have the state can do what they want to these people on probation because the people have signed a piece of paper saying, I will take your probation.
This is after probation.
I understand. But once, you know, that's what those people agreed to as a sentence. If they successfully complete their prison time, successfully complete their probation, then to put an ankle bracelet on them is putting an ankle bracelet on you and me.
It's like, you got some dogs or some cattle or something like that that you want to keep track of. And
I mean, that's in America, I mean,
that's insulting.
It's always seemed to me that you do a crime and you serve your time for it, and then somehow or another, you're supposed to be able to build a life.
You're supposed to re-enter society.
You're supposed to re-enter society.
Start over.
You build a life.
But that's not what they're allowing for sex offenders. Sex offenders, they want them to constantly have this stigma over their head. They want to always have them with some sort of a scarlet letter across their face, essentially, to show everybody what they did in their past. And sometimes, believe it or not, people can change. Yeah, I understand. Sometimes there's recidivism. Sometimes they go back and they do it again. But nonetheless, that's not fair to all of those that want to make themselves better. But to all of those that want to get on a new path in life.
Right. I mean, how is it that you're going to do that if you have to live in a leper camp outside of civilization?
Well, that's some of the other those are some of the other rules and regulations in other states where there's new, or actually I guess it's cities that are creating laws that mandate that the sex offenders can no longer live within a certain number of feet, usually 2,000 or 1,000 feet of any school or park, which essentially, because there are so many schools and parks,
well, some places
just
bus stops too. Some places it's bus stops.
That's crazy. Well, here's more. Any local citizen who registers for email alerts this holiday season will be notified of sex offender registry changes in Michigan. Brown said the system was set up December 18th and allows public citizens to sign up online for up to 6 zip codes, adding some or modifying them over time. Over a total of 95 sex offenders are currently registered in the Niles area, which is where this apparently this newspaper is. And about 13 of those 95 offenders reside in the county, I guess another county. Everyone's pretty much has email nowadays, says the cop. And if a concerned parent is monitoring the neighborhood you live in, I think that's an important tool that people can sign up for. Statewide, officials are also working on a $1.5 million plan to get about 100 parolees who've served prison time for sex offenses against children hooked up to a GPS monitoring system during the next 2 weeks. The state's goal is to hook up 500 offenders by September 30th, 2007, and 1,000 offenders by September of 2008. Now, when they say that you've got a sex offense against children, they don't really define what that means. That, in my mind, could mean a 19-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old. That's what that could mean.
I would think that it means the same thing.
Considering the interpretation of child pornography laws, statutory rape laws, that sort of thing, you're looking at tagging with a GPS unit somebody who had sex with someone who is maybe a couple years younger than them. And that seems to be pretty offensive. Even more offensive is the idea that they're going to have to pay to be on the system. Offenders will have to pay $5 a day to be part of this GPS tracking system.
It's $150 a month.
That's over $2,000 a year.
That's incredible.
That's like $2,800 a year, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something.
Right. Now, what happens when you can't pay the bill? They're going to come and arrest you again, aren't they?
I would assume that it would accrue over a period of months, and then your probation...
Right, and you get interest.
And then your probably not interest. Then your probation would...
Oh, because government would never charge interest for an overdue bill, Mark.
I wouldn't think they would in that case. Then they'd at some point they'd violate your probation. You go back to prison.
The state legislature passed Michigan's version of Jessica's Law a few months ago, named after a 9-year-old Florida girl who was kidnapped from her home, sexually abused, and murdered by a registered sex offender in 2005. Michigan's law mandates a 25-year minimum prison term for sex offenses committed against children, as well as lifetime GPS tracking. Lifetime GPS tracking. Between Monday and January 15th. Police will require everyone on the sex offender registry to register again during the annual enforcement period.
It doesn't bother me as much that they would make the possibility of GPS tracking for a lifetime something that's open to the judge at sentencing. That doesn't bother me, but it's all the people who have been sentenced already before Jessica's Law went into effect last year. So all these sex offenders that are in jail, in prison right now.
So it doesn't bother you at all. I don't understand why it doesn't bother you, Mark, because ignorance of the law is widespread. People don't know what the law is. And if somebody happens to make a mistake and get involved with in some sort of sexual way with somebody who's under the age of 18, they get picked up, and you're going to just look at them and say, well, you should have known better. You should have known better. Now you're going to have a GPS tracking bracelet for the rest of your life. That's not fair at all. They should be able to spend time in jail and then get out and go about their lives in a normal fashion.
I said that it should be open to the judge at sentencing, which means the judge would have to
and
in fact...
And you know the judge will throw the book at these guys because they want to look like they're tough.
Whoa, listen to me. Listen to me. Almost 90% of these guys that are going to jail have signed a piece of paper basically saying, yes, I'm guilty. I am willing to go to jail for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're saying, I'm going to take whatever it is that they're giving me. So they're just going to see it on a piece of paper, so the sentencing is going to be there. They're sentenced to life with a GPS on their ankle.
Wait, you don't think they're going to give them the sentence if they don't sign the piece of paper?
What do you mean?
You're saying that because they sign a piece of paper, it's okay to put a GPS tracking anklet on them? They're going to get that sentence whether or not they sign the paper, Mark.
Look, I said that it should be open to the judge at sentencing. I said I don't have a problem with it if it's open to the judge.
I have a problem with GPS tracking anybody, anytime. It's an outrageous violation of your freedom to travel and your freedom to be anonymous. And once you've served your sentence in jail, then that should be it. It should be done. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. Do you think that it's an okay idea to track somebody for the rest of their life because they might have made a mistake? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You may recycle, reduce, and reuse, but who's watching? When we come back, I'll tell you how Earth's greenest and meanest are tracked.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Someone's keeping score of planet-friendly behavior. No, government satellites aren't playing Big Brother to see how many cans you recycle. It's the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy that's ranking our cars' environmental friendliness. The Council combines vehicles' tailpipe emissions ratings and fuel economy into a single green score. The higher the number, the greener the car. This year's greenest is Honda's Insight, with a score of 57, followed by the Civic GX and Toyota RAV4 at 52. As for the meanest, nine models weighing in at a low 10 prove that the gas is greener in another car. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Packet 8, toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system there, over 160,000 posts. Over 1,300 people interacting. Lots of stuff to talk about there. There's fun stuff, serious issues, all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Get registered now, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about a story out of Michigan about sex offenders and some of the laws that they have to deal with. In fact, they're looking at creating a new program where they're going to be hooking up to 500 sex offenders by the end of September of this year, and then 1,000 more by September of 2008 with GPS monitoring systems. In fact, they want these individuals to be hooked up to GPS for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
And Mark, you said that that's okay with you so long as they knew about it in advance, huh?
It certainly beats the hell out of them not knowing about it in advance, which is what they're proposing to do to the people that are, you know, that they're doing it to retroactively.
My problem with you supporting this, Mark, is if you allow this to happen to the sex offenders, it's not going to be long before the lawmakers in Michigan or your state, because you can bet that there are other states doing this as well, that lawmakers are going to say, well, the sex offender GPS monitoring program's been such a success, you know, why don't we just do it with drug dealers and muggers and murderers and anybody else that's ever spent time in prison? Heck, you know, I mean, they're paying for it. It's $5 a day for the rest of their life. That's what it's going to cost these guys to be on the system. So the criminals are paying for it. It's not going to be a burden on the taxpayer except to set up the system originally. Let's expand it. We're already doing it with the sex offenders. That's going to be their excuse.
We're already doing the death penalty with the murderers. Have we been expanding that? Now,
that's absurd, Mark. Nobody's
absurd
call
about it
for a death penalty for some of these other crimes.
Well, then why is it that we're going to accept GPS tracking for jaywalkers?
I didn't say they were going to do it for jaywalking.
You're the one who's making the ludicrous comparisons here.
I don't
here.
Think it's ludicrous at all to suggest they're going to expand this out.
Well,
not at all.
You know, I don't know whether they're going to or not. I'm not saying I support that. I even think it's a good idea. But I certainly think that it's a better idea giving it to people that...
You've made that point. I understand that. I'm pointing out that if you support GPS tracking in any way, then you're supporting it for everybody, eventually.
I don't support it.
That's okay, good. Let's go to the phones and talk to Luke in North Carolina. You're on the amplifier line. Luke, hello. No, maybe this is Luke. Luke? No. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live, unscreened call.
This is Luke.
It is Luke. All right, what's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to make a couple comments. You guys mentioned something about a law that prevents sex offenders from living within a certain vicinity of schools and or parks.
That's correct. There are laws like that on the books in a few different cities.
Now, is it living or actually being in the vicinity?
It's definitely living in some cases. For instance, in this article about Michigan, if you are working or attending something in the vicinity, you have to let them know. But you are allowed to be there as long as you let them know that you're going to be there.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you know, how would... keeping somebody from living somewhere, just, you know, prevent them from getting in their car and just, you know, going there.
No, right. It certainly doesn't.
I mean, you know, it's silly that, you know, somehow having me live 2,000 feet away from a park is going to keep me from dressing up like a bush and waiting for little girls to run by. I mean,
right,
and, you know.
I don't really know. I mean, I would like to see statistics on, you know, how many of these quote-unquote sex offenders actually go and, you know, pick up prepubescent children off of playgrounds and out of, you know, parks. I think it's
remarkably
more,
low.
Yeah, it's more, you know, children that they actually, you know, have access to.
Right. Chances are good that it's a child.
Uncles, fathers, that's
neighbors,
thing. Boyfriends.
But I do want to kind of disagree with you on one thing.
Yeah.
The idea that, you know, after you've quote-unquote paid your debt to society, you know, you shouldn't have to deal with it anymore. If it's a legitimate offense against a child, that child is never going to recover. So why should the criminal who committed the offense recover?
You know, that's just the way it seems to be appropriate to give somebody a chance to recuperate, to have their life back. I think if people want to ostracize that person for the rest of their life, then that's fine. But to put an anklet on somebody, I think, is a chilling precedent, Luke.
I totally agree that that is a bit extreme. I would say that
it's somewhat disempowering to somebody who's been raped in their childhood for you to say that they're never going to recover.
That's a good point.
I mean, what if I was raped in my childhood? I wasn't.
That is an excellent point.
I mean, who are you to say that I'm not recovered?
Right.
Thank you.
Luke, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, the only other thing was you're always talking about this free market system and everything with, you know, these rating companies and so forth. And if we had that, I think you would, you know, I think any sex offender would have a long-term, you know, bad rating because, you know, in the free market system that we have now, you can't even get rid of a bad credit rating. You know, so
you can after a period of time. A bankruptcy, I think, by law, unfortunately, it goes away after 7 years. But
that's fine. In the market system, it's all based on volunteerism. It's all a system that you are essentially opting into. With a sex offender in that particular situation, first of all, the sex offender would know that if he or she was caught, they'd have to do more than just sit in a jail cell for a while. They'd have to make good according to whatever the arbitrator said was an appropriate payback to the individual that they'd offended against. And therefore, they would know that if they, if they got caught, they would have to go ahead and actually pay some sort of form of cash payment to the victim, which is currently something that sex offenders don't have to do, to my knowledge. And that actually may be a deterrent to an extent. In regards to getting these guys to actually not commit the crime in the first place.
I mean, can you imagine what it costs to go to counseling and therapy?
Right.
If you're if you've been raped, and you know, if you have if you don't have insurance, first off, imagine what it's like, and then you're paying every bit of counseling yourself, and then if you do have insurance, the insurance decides when you're ready and when you're not to quit going, not you, and therefore you're never going to get as much counseling as you feel you need based on the current system.
And you're probably never going to have a perfect reputation rating ever again. But on the other side of that coin, if you are ordered to make payments to the individual that you offended against, and you do make those payments on time, that's going to count towards your reputation. So somebody will be able to pull up your file, and they'll see that, well, you had a problem back when you were 18, but you're 40 now, and you've been paying payments to this victim for the last 15 years. You know, you're probably an okay guy at that point. You've probably been reformed, and I think most people would, at least I would, look at that with an open mind, and I hope some other people would as well. Luke, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I just think it's a really scary precedent to start putting GPS tracking bracelets on people, and that's, you know, government expands these ideas. It goes to other areas. It may not be jaywalking for a long while, Mark, but I can definitely see it going to murder and other vicious.
Look, you wouldn't have any problem with it if it was your precious free market that wanted to put these GPS anklets on people.
Because then they would be voluntarily accepting.
It's not anklets, my friend. It's government.
Government
that's your problem.
Tracking. That's right. Because if you voluntarily accept it in the free market, that's fine. That's your choice.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. The Shrine of Female Listeners included. I had one lady send a picture for the Shrine that I had to unfortunately send back an email and say, can't accept this. It doesn't have a validation. And we do require a validated photo in order for a lady listener to be part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. And it's very simple. It just means that in the picture, you have to prove that you're a listener to the show. So if you go to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look at the existing photos, you'll see exactly what I mean by validation. And if it's validated, you'll get on the Shrine. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look at some of the ladies that are listeners of Free Talk Live.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can track their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. SACL CAI.
All right, let's talk about old people and medical care, Mark. What's going on?
Got an article here from the Kansas City Star. If you are elderly and chronically ill, the odds are better than 1 in 5 that you will die in a hospital. So 20% of elderly people die in a hospital.
Okay.
Spending time wired to the technology of an intensive care bed. The odds are better than 1 in 3 that you will see 10 or more doctors in your last 6 months of life. And during those 6 months, you will run up doctor and hospital bills averaging $17,000.
That's not very much.
$17,000,
is it? Yeah, for a hospital bill, that's like, what, a week in the hospital at most?
This is far from the kind of care most people. This is on average for 1 out of 3 people.
Okay.
This is far from the kind of care most people say that they want, or the doctors say patients should get in their final days. Instead of being hooked up to intensive care machinery, patients want to maintain control over their pain and symptoms. Instead of more medical procedures, they want to avoid prolonging the dying process. Instead of spending time with doctors, they want to be with their families and loved ones. So do you understand that the difference between what's happening and what people want?
So you're saying what's happening is they're getting hooked up to machines.
They're living longer than they want to live.
Living longer than they want to.
Prolonging suffering. And
why is that happening?
Why is that happening?
Yeah.
Because of this sort of weird philosophy on life here. You know, like, so we have to keep this, you know, brain-dead corpse alive as long as possible.
Against their wishes.
But essentially, people, you know, what they say they want to have in their life is that they don't want to be have their life prolonged by machines.
Who would?
Right. Who would? They want to spend their last hours with their family and loved ones in their homes, and different things are happening. So
the allegation is that the doctors are just throwing all this technology at people and hooking them up to machines with maybe when they're delirious and trying to get their consent while they're a little bit nutso. Is that the idea?
I don't know if it's doctors are there's a whole mess involved. Doctors are taught to do this because if they don't do it, they get malpractice suits against them.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a problem with the court system that I don't have an explanation for that allows us to sue the heck out of doctors the way we do. I mean, these guys just have to continually make, you know, expensive choices because if they don't, then they made a mistake. Do you understand?
I see.
If Grandma would have lived 3 months longer, if you would have given her this procedure, why didn't you do it, doctor? I'm going to have to sue you.
Well, I guess it goes back to, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm? The allegation is that they're doing harm by not doing what they think they should do to extend the life?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story after I get done with this article,
okay.
Or at least get a ways into the article. I don't think I'm going to go all the way through it. But, you know, there's some responsibility to be taken here on the side of the patient.
Very good.
New data shows millions of elderly across the nation are getting needless and costly medical care as they reach the end of life. We're currently wasting huge amounts of resources that if patients had the information, they wouldn't want, said Dartmouth University researcher Elliot Fisher. Fisher and other Dartmouth researchers have spent years crunching Medicare data looking for patterns in how the nation's elderly are treated. Their newest study looks at end-of-life care provided to 4.7 million patients with chronic conditions such as cancer, heart failure, lung disease, who were hospitalized during the final 2 years of their life. The figures cover 1999 through 2003. They found that the amount of medical attention patients received varied dramatically by where they lived. In the last 6 months of life, a patient in Manhattan, New York, spent an average of 26 days in the hospital. A similar patient in Salt Lake City spent 9. In Los Angeles, about 33% of patients spent time in intensive care during their final hospitalization. Minneapolis, 13.
Interesting. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. Lower cost. Yeah.
Medicare?
Red state, blue state?
Some sort of program, government program that encourages them to keep the people in the hospital longer so they can get more payouts?
I've got no explanation for that. The quality of care was at least as good in places that did not lavish patients with medical attention, Fisher said. That suggests dying patients in many parts of the country are being over-hospitalized and over-treated. The Dartmouth researchers estimate that if all hospitals had provided end-of-life care as prudently as those in Salt Lake City, for example, Medicare would have saved $40 billion in those 3 years.
Sounds to me like you've got some hospital staff, some individuals that want to get payouts, and they know that Medicare or whatever insurance or whoever it is, probably government programs, they probably know that at this point in life they can elect to do whatever sort of life-extending technologies on these people, fill out the government paperwork, and get the paycheck.
These are just procedures that they allow, that essentially is allowed by Medicare, so therefore they know that they can pad the bill by putting these in. So
right.
They just
and
do it to everybody who comes along.
And they're probably more likely to do it in Los Angeles and New York, where there's additional government programs, government benefit programs. There's probably like a, you know, a New York City Medicare. There's probably a Los Angeles Medicare as well. So they're probably cashing in on both ends of the government coin.
It's crazy. The financial incentives are really quite perverse, said Myra Christopher, president of the Center for Practical Bioethics in Kansas City. the doctors and hospitals are paid more to perform medical procedures aimed at keeping patients alive than they are to provide palliative care designed to keep patients comfortable.
Paid by whom? Paid by Medicare or paid by the insurance companies? Because it would make more sense for Medicare than the insurance companies. Why would the insurance companies want to pay out on those things? They, the insurance companies would want to make sure that they pay the very bare minimum to keep that individual in the condition that they need to be in.
Well, I would imagine insurance companies would want to pay the bare minimum no matter what.
Right.
Like they want to take in they want to take in premiums and they want to pay out nothing.
This feels like more of a government problem than anything else. But go on.
There's just no doubt that we've got it wrong, said Christopher. We can prolong death for extreme lengths of time and create nightmares with technology, nightmares that would keep many of us up at night. So she's talking about life, you know, prolonging, you know, turning people into zombies, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Basically, they go on and talk about health care and lots of numbers and all that that stuff. But what I'm thinking is this reminds me of the incident where I went to the hospital on, you know, last week sometime.
Okay.
I felt a pain in my arm, and I thought I might be having a heart attack. So I went to the hospital. They brought me in.
Was it an unusual pain? I mean, like a searing hot pain or something? Because I get pains here and there. I don't think that I'm going to go to have a heart attack.
Well, I had a...
Was it a different pain than you've ever felt?
I had never felt a pain like this before. It was a weird aching in my joints. It felt like it was connected between my elbow and, you know, going in my pectoralis.
So you went to the hospital.
So I went to the hospital. Now, the first thing they did was, you know, they asked me some questions, trying to discern whether or not I was actually having a heart attack. They were hooking me up to the EKG machine.
Mm-hmm.
The EKG machine, you know, one of the first things I said to the doctor is, hey, I've got to pay for all this myself. I don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not run every test in the book on me. I just want to find out whether or not I'm having a heart attack. And so, you know, basically that's what happened. Is I told him ahead of time, and then the doctor sort of had license to tell me what it is that he thought, rather than what he had to do in order
makes
procedure-wise.
Sense. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Somebody's got a UFO conspiracy. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there. Completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. Two different places for you to shop. There's the Free Talk Live store, where you can buy Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like hats and t-shirts and other cool products, at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Also, amazon.freetalklive.com is where you can shop and buy everything else you'll need in life. I mean, everything. They've got 35 categories of products, everything from books to office products to DVDs, electronics, baby stuff, camping supplies. I mean, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You shop there, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you buy. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Jason, in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind?
I'm a writer, and I do research into certain topics that I find interesting, and one of the topics I've always found interesting was UFOs, and now I think that I found out what they really are. UFOs are the cover story for the government's nuclear aircraft propulsion program. In the 1940s, when people started seeing UFOs, it was actually the same time that the U.S. government embarked on a program to power aircraft with nuclear reactors.
Okay.
And in fact, most sightings and most accidents, you know, when you look at them, they involve a radiation. And so why posit that these are things coming from outer space? It seems like it's much more likely that the explanation is right here down to Earth, and that we're responsible.
I think you're probably right about that. I would say, though, most sightings are hoaxes. Most videos, most photos that you see are usually just people looking for attention. But anybody that has a legitimate sighting, yeah, it's probably what you're suggesting, some sort of test.
Well, in fact, the SR-71, I found out, is actually the plane that we developed that is responsible for most of the sightings. In fact, the SR-71 is a nuclear-powered aircraft. In fact, a lot of the times you don't see it with a third engine. In fact, well, sometimes you do, but they call it a drone. In actuality, what the SR-71 is a turbo ramjet-powered space plane. The two engines on the sides are what are called turbo ramjets. And then there is a third motor in the middle, which is actually a nuclear rocket engine. It was developed under the Rover program.
Hmm.
And, in fact, we actually had developed nuclear rocket engines for the space shuttle as well.
And how do we know that's so? I mean, I've never heard anything like that before.
I had to get a hold of a few government documents and timeline it out. But when you take a look at the development of both the U-2 and the SR-71, and then you lay that over the development of the nuclear aircraft propulsion program, you pick up the picture. And also, when the SR-71 was retired, they buried a bunch of the SR-71s and the U-2s
really?
In a 40-foot deep hole over in Area 51. And when that happened, a bunch of contractors that worked on the base started dying. And they started dying from radiation poisoning. Because, I mean, why would you bury a titanium, you know, made aircraft 40 feet underground, and then on top of that, you know,
what about the pilot?
Mount.
What about the guys that flew it? I mean, wouldn't they also be suffering as well?
No, they didn't suffer, and neither did the ground crew. The beautiful thing about the SR-71 is that it's actually the first Aspen. You can actually look this up at federationofamericanscientists.org. The Aspen is an aerospace plane with nuclear engines, and the SR-71 was the first you know, type of aircraft that was actually an Aspen. You know, it had the ability to fly into outer space. Actually, the thing about the SR-71, it was a two-part program. There is an unmanned SR-71, and there's a manned SR-71. The unmanned SR-71 was called the CAMEL, or Continuously Airborne Missile Launcher and Airborne, you know, an airborne low attack plane. Roughly is what it was what the acronym stands for, and basically what the CAMEL did is that it was in a 300 mile nautical mile polar orbit, constantly circling the Earth, and the manned program mapped out and found the targets that we would program the CAMEL to attack in the Soviet Union. The Soviets had no chance. In fact, you know, there's just no way.
You've done a lot of research, Jason.
Now this may explain spaceships, but it doesn't explain spacemen.
Well, I think that the spacemen, when you look at the early years of the program, were most likely chimps and experimental, you know, animals like that that were being used. I mean,
wait a minute. When you say spacemen, what are you talking about, Mark? Are you talking about alien abductions? Or
yeah,
what?
I mean, well, the people that are there's
those are just people looking for attention.
Yeah, I understand that, but he's claiming to explain UFOs, and there's a large group of people out there that have quote unquote seen UFOs, and then there's a smaller group of them that have. That have seen the spaceman, and there's a smaller group of them that have talked to them or had interactions, whether that's, you know, having their butt probed.
I think they're lying.
Yeah,
I would,
up.
Too.
I think that they're either lying or they're working for the government in order to cover up this program, because the thing is that nuclear-powered aircraft are actually illegal under international treaty. We're not allowed to have them, and that's why the government's been covering them up, calling them UFOs. So let's say a nuclear-powered SR-71 crashes, and people, you know, die from radiation. You know, instead of admitting that, oh, we have this secret nuclear, you know, aircraft propulsion program, they say, oh no, you were kidnapped by UFOs, or, you know, this is a, you know, third encounter, you know, something like that. And so this is a way for the government to get away with having this illegal program.
Well, Jason, interesting speculation, and thank you for sharing it with us. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know how much of it's accurate, but he sure sounds like he's done a lot of research.
He does sound like he's done a lot of research. I mean, it's difficult to know. A lot of these planes, the access to any kind of information is very limited, so
sure.
He's had to make a couple of jumps in logic, and when you have to make the jumps in logic is sometimes where you can jump
on. I don't know about all the details about the nuclear devices and all that. That certainly seems, I don't know. I mean, that's up to him. He's making allegations, and you can call and make allegations on the show, but I think he's right about the people confusing UFOs for experimental aircraft. I think that happens a lot. I think that the basis of his original point, that's correct.
Yeah.
It's either a hoax or somebody spotting something they just don't recognize. Because one of my favorite points on UFOs is, I believe Lionel makes this point, is why do they have lights? I mean, these are super extraterrestrial intelligent beings that have figured out a way to transcend space and time, but they still have to have headlights on their their aircraft.
They got to be able to light you up and take a look at you.
Right.
Well, no, they don't.
Hey, we've got an email that has come in from an anonymous individual. He says, guys, I'm listening to your show and I need to email you. I would call in, but I don't want my voice recognized. I'm a sex offender in the state of Illinois. I served 3 years probation. I touched the breast of a 14-year-old in a sleepwalking state when she was sleeping over at my house in my daughter's room. I pled guilty because I couldn't afford a jury trial with expert testimony. I'll be on the sex offender registry for the rest of my life. My victim is fine and living a normal life. She's even still my daughter's friend. Most sex offenders are very young men, age 18 to 22, all who have had sex with their minor-aged girlfriends, 14 to 17. All of them that I met in group therapy were consensual relationships. out of the 40 to 50 men in the therapy session that I, or the sessions that I've met over the last 3 years, there were perhaps one, maybe two, that were actual pedophiles, people interested in young kids, right?
Well, I mean, he's also in a program for people, for sexual predators or sexual offenders that are on the street, as opposed to a program for sexual offenders that are in prison.
He goes on to say that most pedophiles are kept in prison. I doubt that any one of the men that I met would kill a child, which is what everyone seems so worried about. A very, very small percentage of those convicted of sex offenses actually kill, and a small percentage are violent offenders. The laws regarding tracking of sex offenders are politically motivated and have nothing to do with protecting the public. Thanks for bringing this up on your program. I wanted to call you, but I want to remain anonymous. I'm the father of three children who were equally punished when I was, because he was on probation for 3 years. I'm a good person who made a mistake, which I couldn't even present a professional case to a jury because of lack of funds. Sincerely, anonymous. So, sad story, and just one example of the many people that are affected by the sex offender laws that are victimized by the politicians who are just looking to get votes from people who think they're doing something to protect their children. When, as I've pointed out time and time again, just because you force individuals who've been through the system to register and keep the government up to date with their location doesn't mean your kids are safe. The number one reason is because they haven't caught everybody. Because you never know. You may know that there's three sex offenders living in your neighborhood, but you don't know if the next door, the guy who lives next door who isn't listed on the list, who's never been caught for anything in his life, you don't know if he's got these desires as well. You don't know who the people are, the real predators who are slick, who have never been caught. The ones who are out there, those are the ones you really need to be concerned with, not with the ones that have been caught at one time and are now trying to make a better life for themselves. It's the ones that have yet to be picked up, and the sex offender system will never keep track of them. So the only way to deal with it is keep your kids safe and to tell them not to go with strangers. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.